This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, brought to you as always by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, before we get to any of the other stuff, Browns, Cavs, how much of the tourney were you able to take in?
Well, I went to the afternoon session on Friday, and you're right. The upper level, there were a lot of fans dressed as maroon chairs in the building.
Daryl, I saw tickets for as low as $6. You get two games. You get two games for that.
I know. And the games were pretty good. They really were. I saw St. Mary's and Alabama win, but last night was pretty fun to watch that. So, but it just seems like a little more calmer tournament this year. Not a lot of buzzer beaters and craziness that we're used to seeing in these games. But maybe that stuff will pick up in the Sweet 16.
All right, Daryl, we have you on. I want you to respond to rumors that I can't say they're unfounded when it comes to Aiyuk, because we've heard Aiyuk rumors. Now, it's not like I can tell you, well, Adam Schefter says the Browns or Daryl Ryder says the Browns are in on Aiyuk, but it seems like kind of everybody has thought that the Browns had been pursuing him over the last year. Now, I know he had the ACL injury. So, Daryl, I'll ask you, how interested are you in trading for somebody that suffered that injury in Week 7 last year and has a new contract?
Yeah, I'm not all that interested in that. I was interested last year. Potentially in that trade. But, yeah, coming off the injury plus the fact that he got the new contract from San Francisco, I'm not crazy about that idea. I think that there are bigger priorities that they need to figure out, and that obviously is finding someone that can throw him the football. And they don't have that right now outside of Kenny Pickett, and I don't think Kenny Pickett moves the needle for anybody. Although I don't think any of these guys that are available moves the needle for anybody. So, it is interesting that the Browns are tied to him once again after being tied to him last offseason before he ultimately got that new $100-plus million deal to stay in San Francisco and be happy.
You know, Darryl, I'm looking at the signing of Tevin Jenkins, and for me, I'm like, okay, this one is kind of a surprising move. I look at him, a guy from Chicago. He has starting numbers. He's done some things. He's been injured a lot. But when it comes to coming off the football, he's a mauler. He's a younger athletic guy. He came in as a tackle, moved him to guard. I see right now, if you're looking at five offensive linemen, potentially they got six starting caliber offensive linemen now. And where does that put guys like Wyatt Teller? Is there another move on the horizon? Because this seems like more than just a depth piece to me from a guy of that caliber.
Well, I'll just tell you this, Garrett. How many times have we said the Browns have had six or seven offensive linemen, and then we get to week eight and they're in need of a guy?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to. And also keep in mind, DeJuan Jones is, you know, coming off a pretty significant injury, so he's not going to be doing much during the offseason program. You know, Joel Bitonio usually doesn't do a whole lot during the offseason program. Like, there's no such thing as having two things: one, offensive lineman, and two, cornerbacks. And I give Andrew Berry credit. He has this offensive line now is deeper and more flexible than it was a year ago. I really like the addition of Cornelius Lucas, who can play on both sides of the line, which they're possibly going to need, because again, Jones coming off injury. And then we also know and understand the injury history with Jack Conklin. When he's healthy, he's one of the best in the game. The issue's been that, unfortunately, the injury bug has been following him around in recent years. So I think Andrew Berry's done a nice job. I do agree with you. It is a little bit of a head-scratching move. It's a move that makes you think, okay, what does Andrew Berry have in the bag that he's about to pull out? Is he going to wait till June 1st to do something because of salary cap implications? I for the record, I love Wyatt Teller. I am not interested in moving that man. In fact, I'd like to see them give him a contract extension and keep him here. But, you know, it is a very fair question you ask, Garrett. Does Andrew Berry have something else in mind, to make some room for guys that he's brought in?
Darryl Ryder with us right now. Did I hear you right yesterday, Darryl, that perhaps the door is now cracked open for Darryl Ryder to support Shedeur Sanders at number two?
Here we go.
Am I hearing that correctly?
So, well, the language you use, Ken, or Anthony, is a little, it might be stretching it a little bit. It's not that I support it. It's that I understand it. There's a big difference.
I see what you're doing. See that.
Hold on, Darryl. Come on.
No, I'm being serious. Practical.
Darryl, you hate every quarterback in this.
You're right, I do. Because none of them move the needle. They all stink. They're not taking you anywhere. They're biding you time until you find the guy. The guy is not available, in my opinion, this offseason, either in free agency or the guy they can afford is not available in free agency. No. It doesn't matter if they can afford him or not. None of these guys appeal to me. And I have, with every single one of these quarterbacks in the draft, I have serious reservations about them all. But there's one thing that the Cleveland Browns are really, really good at. And no, it's not playing football. It's selling fans on hope. And when you're coming off of 3-14, what do you need to sell your fans on right now? You just raised their season ticket prices again. You're bringing in Journey for the draft party, right? You're trying to get a dome built in Brook Park. You got to sell some hope. And I think that by drafting a quarterback with the second overall pick or moving up to get Cam Ward at number one, by doing either of those two things, Anthony, you sell your fans hope. And you buy yourself 3 years, right? It'll be a three-year...
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons... Call it 664 Seasons.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Process, trial balloon to see if the kid has it, so to speak. If he does, great, you hit the jackpot. If he doesn't, well, rookie contract, you just move on.
See, you're making sense right now. See, you got to strip all the rest of the stuff down. At the end of the day, Daryl, it's hope. I told Lyman earlier today, we're trying to get everybody under one banner. I would just like to go back to the time where we saw Baker Mayfield come off the bench and catch a nice little Philly special touchdown, and everybody in from every corner of the state of Ohio and Oklahoma were in lockstep saying, we got something going here. You just was excited to see some touchdown passes, some competent quarterback play, and you got the hope and dream about what this could be if you get some draft picks around them. Maybe we upgrade this talent here. And guess what? You actually get to save your head coach's job. You get to save your general manager's job. It all works out for everybody. But if you get Abdul Carter, I mean, what is he going to give you? 75% of the production Myles Garrett going to give you? 5-6 sacks ain't going to save your job. We all know that. Shedeur Sanders is the obvious pick.
I just, the more I objectively look at the situation, and you forgot the most important thing, Garrett. He's going to sell jerseys in the team shop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what matters.
You can't deny, Daryl, that Shedeur would be a lot of fun to cover. You can't deny that.
Are you serious?
You know what, Anthony? Can I explain something to you? I'm not interested in fun to cover. I'm interested in winning football games.
But it sounds like you don't think they're going to win no matter what they do. So give us something that's fun to cover.
Well, yeah.
That's how they sound, Myles Garrett.
If we chanted it.
I mean, we do love a good chant. Now, maybe this is what got us into the Johnny Manziel business to begin with. But this dude this guy takes football seriously.
Hey, listen, they had jerseys to sell in the team shop. They had to get Brian Hoyer's butt on the bench and Johnny on the field. Hey,
Tuesday weekly guest you're talking about right now.
I love Brian, but they did him wrong.
Butt on the hotline.
All right, Daryl. That concludes our Browns coverage for this moment. I do want to ask you, because I asked Danny Cunningham, I know you heard it, he said not worried at all about anything that just happened to the Cavs. I did say, and I think Garrett was agreeing with me, that watching other teams in what looked to be closer to playoff basketball than regular season basketball, having the wings kind of take over like Kawhi did, like Kevin Durant did, and even DeMar DeRozan, that did make me a little nervous. Like, what are the Cavs going to do? I know they got DeAndre Hunter. What are they going to do against Giannis? What are they going to do against, you know, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum when the games are very different come playoff time?
Yeah, I'm not overly concerned. I just like to see Donovan Mitchell get his shot back. I'd like to see Darius Garland get his shot back. I find interesting at how teams are really going after Evan Mobley, who I think this time next year potentially could be a top three player in the NBA.
Wow.
I find that a little interesting, but I'm not panicking over the fact that they lost four in a row. I mean, good bounce back win yesterday in Utah. They've got lousy Portland tomorrow night. Hopefully they handle their business there. I mean, they've got a stretch of games here. As we hit the home stretch, that they should be able to get this thing back on track. And if anything, I really think that this type of stuff can help them. You know, the question you ask, Anthony, is the question we asked 3 months ago, right? What are they going to do when you're, you know, dealing with these teams that got longer wings and things like that? You know, DeAndre Hunter, at some point, I think that there needs to be a legitimate conversation about having that guy in the starting lineup and moving Max Strus to the bench. I think that it's not just a Boston Celtics thing. I think you just got to do it. You got to bite the bullet. You got to do it. If Jared Allen can take a little bit of a step back and be okay with it and, you know, not cause any waves over something like that, right? I think you can do it with Strus. But, you know, these next couple of weeks, and I thought Chris Fedor made a great point when I had him on when I was filling in for Baskin and Phelps on Friday about this time of year for the Cavaliers. Yeah, they're trying to win games, but they're also trying to work on things and get themselves ready for the playoffs. And if that means they lose a game or two here as they go down the stretch, so be it. As long as they're ready to roll come playoff time.
Anybody you looking to avoid in the first round, Daryl?
I do not live in my fears there.
Oh, okay.
Garrett. At least when it comes to the Cavaliers. The Browns, I'm like hiding under blankets right. And everywhere, right? But when it comes to because I'm confident in Kenny Atkinson, I'm confident in this roster, I'm confident in the experiences that I have watched them go through over the last 4 years. So, no, the Knicks don't scare me. I'm not going to be afraid of Milwaukee. I'm not going to be afraid of Miami or Chicago or Atlanta. No. That Boston makes me nervous. I'm not going to lie there, but I'm not going to see the Celtics until the conference final. So if the Cavaliers are playing the Celtics, that means that they're a step away from the NBA finals. So, no, I'm not nervous, but I am curious if the Cavaliers can take that next step. They've done it in the regular season. But as they have mentioned all throughout this season, they haven't said it doesn't matter, but in their own way they've said it. It doesn't matter. It's what they do in the playoffs that's going to really matter.
All right, Daryl, appreciate your time.
You bet, guys. Have a great week.
Daryl Ryder, as always, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.